be here on a Wednesday night. I feel like it's been a long time. We had the revival in Greenwood last week and then teen camp the week before. And so it's been a minute since I've been able to be here on a Wednesday, but I'm thankful. We had a great teen camp. We had a great revival meeting at Liberty Missionary Baptist Church in Greenwood as well. And so thankful. We've been following the progress of the children of Israel as God delivered them from Egypt. He's been leading them toward the promised land. And now we're going to come to a place where the Israelites turned away from God and started to worship an idol. And God tells Moses, I'm not going to go with you on your journey into the promised land, but I'll lead you through an angel. Now you might think that that sounds okay, but Moses and the Israelites don't want to go without God's presence. Moses pleads with God on behalf of the people and says that without God's presence, he doesn't want to go forward. To Moses, God's presence was everything. Exodus 33, verse 12 says, And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. And thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. And consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity together to sing your praises and to look into your word. I pray that you'll help us to rightly divide the word of truth. I pray, Lord, that you would give everyone here a desire to abide in your presence. Lord, to be led of your spirit, to go where you lead us to go, to stay where you lead us to stay. And Lord, just help us to abide in Christ every moment of every day. And Lord, for those hearing this message who've never been born again, I pray tonight would be the night that they would call on the name of the Lord and be saved through faith in Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. There's a lot of stuff that we want to cover tonight, but one of the main things we want to get is we need to understand that sin will keep us out of God's presence. Sin will keep us from the presence of God. We need to also understand tonight that we have a built-in need for rest. God made a provision for our rest when we follow him and when we know him through his son, Jesus Christ. And we also want to learn tonight that everything we have or ever will have is a gift from God. And we ought to have a desire to want the presence of God more than anything else. And not long after they crossed the Red Sea, the children of Israel came to Mount Sinai. You remember how Moses went up into the mountain. Joshua went with them part of the way. God wrote on the tables of stone the commandments. And while Moses was in the mountain with God, the Israelites decided to make a golden calf. You can study that out in Exodus 32. The Israelites had a quote-unquote worship service where they played wild music and they danced around. And it was basically a crazy wild party while they were worshiping this golden calf that they made. Now God saw what was going on and told Moses to get down because the people had corrupted themselves. And when Moses comes down, on their way down, they hear the noise, and it's not the noise of worship. Joshua says it's the noise of a battle, but it was the noise that they were making in their wrong worship of this false god. Moses, his heart was broken that the people had turned away from God and had worshiped the golden calf. He threw down the stone tablets he had in his hand. He ground the golden calf into powder, and he goes back up and intercedes. He makes a prayer to God that God would forgive the people of Israel. Then we come to where we're at here in Exodus 33. Early in the chapter, God tells Moses he'll send an angel to go before the Israelites to the promised land. In verse 2, he said, I will send an angel before thee, and will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. So God says, listen, I'm not going to go, but I'll send my angel, because if I go, you guys are so stiff-necked, I'll end up having to basically destroy you while we go, because you will not listen. You're hard-hearted, you're stiff-necked, you're uncircumcised in heart, and he says, I'm not going to go. But Moses says this is unthinkable. He says, God, I can't believe you would do that. God, you're the one who brought the plagues on Egypt. God, you're the one who parted the Red Sea. God, you're the one who's given us your commandments. God, you're the one who's done every marvelous, miraculous, good thing that we've ever seen in our lives. God, you've done it. And if you're not going, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. So he pleads with God. He pleads with God for their presence, but for the presence of God. But the sin of man had kept God's presence from them. In Exodus 33:4, it says, when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no men did put on him his ornaments. So Moses goes again. In verse 11, the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaking to his friend. He turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. If you study it out a little deeper in verse 20, you see that Moses didn't actually see God face to face, but it's just describing the close relationship that he had with God. It's described in more detail in Numbers chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. He said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. And so he had this incredible close relationship with God. He's pleading with God for the people that God will go with them. He didn't want to take another step without the presence of God. I got a question for you. Do you, in your life, prioritize God's presence, or do you simply want God's provision? Do you want God's presence, or do you want just God's deliverance? I mean, do you want to abide in the presence of Jesus Christ, or do you just want the good things that God gives you? You see, so many times in our lives, we talk about the fact that if we do wickedly, then we're going to forfeit the blessings of God. If you do stupid things, you win stupid prizes. Can I get an amen? All right. We talk about that. When you make wrong choices, you get wrong results. You're gonna reap what you sow. And if you live godly and you do what's right, God's going to bless you. But so many times we're focused on the blessings and we're not focused on the one who gives the blessings. We're focused on the gifts and not the giver. And so that wasn't Moses. He says, listen, I want you, God, and I want to be where you are, and I want to go where you go, and I want to do what you have called us to do. So he says, if I found grace in your sight, show me now thy way that I may know thee, that I might find grace in thy sight. Consider that this nation is thy people. And this is what God says in verse 14. He says, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. I will give thee rest. I want to tell you today that there is a rest available for the people of God. And it only comes through Jesus Christ. Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30. Matthew 11, 28. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Listen, when you are burdened down, when you're laboring hard, you can come to Jesus. Now listen, the rest that Jesus gives, it's not a vacation from doing anything. It's not about being lazy. Jesus here talks about a burden. He talks about a yoke. Even when you're resting in Christ, there's work to be done, but it's rest for your soul. You don't have the burden of sin. You don't have the burden of being on your own outside of the presence of God. So they'd abandoned God's word. They'd followed their own path. And on the path away from God, there is no rest. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you have been saved for more than 5 minutes? Can I just see your hands? Been saved more than 5 minutes? All right. Now listen, if you've been saved for more than 5 minutes, let me ask you this. Has there ever been a time in your life when you lived for a time period without confessing your sin to God, without being in repentance before God? Have you ever lived as a saved person when you didn't confess and repent of your sin? You ever done that for a time? All right. How is your rest? It's not very good, is it? Listen, there's not a more miserable person on the planet than a Christian who's outside of the will of God. When you are a Christian and you're outside of the will of God, your soul doesn't have rest. You're on a path away from God's will and away from God's presence, and you will not have soul rest when you're in that time. No matter how great our trials are, no matter what we're going through, when we get our hearts right with God, He can give us rest no matter what our circumstances are. Now, how about that? How many of you have been saved for more than 5 minutes and you've gone through some trials and tribulations in your life? Can I see your hands? Now listen, I'm telling you, when you are right with Jesus, when you're abiding in His presence, it doesn't matter how bad the storm is raging around you, you can still have rest in your soul because you're abiding in His presence. Listen, I'm not saying it's not hard. I'm not saying there's not sorrow. I'm not saying there's not heartache. I'm just saying that no matter how bad those situations get, you can still have peace that passes understanding because you are abiding in Christ. And we want to have that right heart and right relationship with Him. So God gives us a pattern in His Word for rest. It started in the very beginning. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the hosts of them. On the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day. Now remember, guys, God didn't rest when He finished creation because He was tired. He rested because He was finished with creation. And He gave us a lesson there that we would learn to rest. And that was what the Sabbath rest was all about. Listen, rest is an expression of our faith in God. When we can stop and wait on Him and see the salvation of the Lord. And so, not only is there a pattern for rest, real quickly, there's a person to rest. Look at this, Hebrews 4, verses 9 and 10. Hebrews 4, verses 9 and 10. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. What is it? God created everything and He rested. And that was a picture of Jesus who would come and finish the work that the Father sent Him to do. And He rested. He sits at the right hand of the Father. The work is done. And in Him, in Christ alone, you can find rest. You'll never have rest without Jesus. And so we've got to get into the presence of God. We go through the Word of God. We go through prayer. And we go through following where Jesus wants us to go. We learn to, in every way we go, we acknowledge Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Staying in the presence of God means you got to be looking to Him through His Word, through fasting and prayer, abiding in His presence, and He will give you rest. And we're going to stop right there, and we'll depart to our groups after a word of prayer, but we're going to learn more about that rest, going to learn more about the grace that God gives. And we just want to pray that God will bless our time in His Word. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for allowing us to come and to study Your Word. I pray that You'll bless as we break up into our groups tonight, that we can dig deep into the Word, that You'll put in the heart of every person here a desire to be in Your presence, to know what it means to have Your presence, to understand and to experience the rest and the grace that You give. Father, I pray that You'll be with us, that You'll help us. Forgive our sins and guide us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.